Shalom. I want to bless God again for giving us an opportunity to study His Word together. What a joy it is to go through the Scriptures, and particularly in the book of Revelation. We are doing Revelation chapter number 5 from verses 1 to verses 7. We want to focus in understanding the secret or the secrets of the scroll and the one who is worthy to open it, from the one sitting from the throne and to open it. Jesus is described as both lion and the lamb. In this session, we want just to deal with who is worthy. Who is worthy to take the scroll? We've come this far. We have looked at the plan of God, or the revelation of God, the revelation of Jesus to his bride. And we discovered that Jesus gave what he has already accomplished, about his death, about his resurrection, his ascension, and his priestly duties in heaven now. And that's where we were in the few previous days. Then he said he wants also to let the bride know what will soon take place. That is after the church has completed her work of witnessing Christ here on earth to the Christ-rejecting world. You see, Jesus said, as in his prayer in John 17, "Father, I don't ask that you remove these people from earth, but let them remain on earth, but be together with them. They are in the earth, they are in the world, but they are not of the world." And so we want to really see what will happen after this. And in Revelation chapter 4, we discovered that that John is invited to see what happens in heaven. And we already saw that he saw, when he first had the sight of heaven, he saw the throne and he saw God sitting on the throne. He saw the four living creatures. He saw the 24 elders sitting on throne, having crowns. He saw millions and millions of angels around the throne. And they were all worshiping God. We saw how heaven looked like. But one thing we didn't see Jesus very well in chapter 4. We only saw heaven. And we also discovered that the chapter 4 finishes by talking about how worthy God is. And he said, God is worthy because he created the earth. I want you to see, because that is now the connection of chapter 5. Look at what he says. Look at what he says. Worthy, that is Revelation 4, verses 11. Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, and thou didst create all things, and because thy will exists, and thy will, and by thy, you know, thy will they exist, and they were created. So we look at God, our Father, is worthy because he created everything on earth. He created the heavens, but he created the earth, and he created everything. But now, the earth belongs to the Father, belongs to God. Psalms 24 says, the earth belongs to God, and there, and everything therein. But though the earth belongs to God, it has been tampered with programs that are not in the way it ought to. So in chapter 5, we see something very unique, which I want you to know. And this is where we are going to see the one sitting on the throne. He has something, and he has a scroll. This is what we call the deed, or the title deed, or the will, if you like. The will, the Father's will. You know that when people are dying, they leave a will behind. And a will speaks of what will happen to the land once it is taken over by another. It talks about how many acreage and who belongs to the earth, who is legally the owner. This is called a title deed. So here it's called the scroll. So this scroll is actually the title deed of the earth that God created. But this title deed or scroll is a book. It's a book that contains the plan of God, the will of God for the earth, for all creation, and for those who live inside the earth. Look at how he says, "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside on the back, sealed up with 7 seals. It's a book written inside and out. It's a will, but it's sealed up with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seal?' And no one in heaven," hear you, everybody hear this, please. Nobody, or no one in heaven, on earth, under the earth, was able to open the book and to look into it. And I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah and the root of David has overcome so as to open the book and its 7 seals. Then I saw between the throne," remember we have talked about the throne now, here we are just about to see the lamb, where the lamb is, of the lion of the tribe of Judah. "Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and the elders a lamb sitting as if slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took it out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne." This is a very good picture. John is crying because nobody was worthy to open this book. He was crying because there's some information and revelation that John really was coming to see. He was told, "I'll show you." But nobody was worthy. All the people who have been there, all the creation, all the seraphims, or the seraphim and the cherubim, all the minions of angels, all the spirits of those who have rested with the Lord, nobody was worthy. It was only one who was able to do that, and that was Jesus. I want you to realize, and you'll be able to see this, that the creation, that this title book or title deed talks about the redemption of the whole creation, including humankind. Let me read with you the book of Romans chapter 8 and verses 19. The Bible says, "For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. So all the creation, all the animals in the sea, in the air, the birds of the air, every creation, including the angels, they are waiting eagerly. For the Bible says, against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of children or childbirth right up to the present time. Now, I want you to know that all creation is looking forward for this revelation. So this scroll or this book contain what the creation is looking forward for. And John is crying because nobody was worthy. But then we found one who was Jesus. You see, when Jesus died, he brought in five benefits. One, he brought in the benefit that would bring relationship, the broken relationship between mankind and God, that Jesus amended that relationship. That's why he was worthy, because in his death, he was able to bring back, to buy back that relationship between God and mankind. Number two, the death of Jesus Christ was able to bring back the relationship between the broken relationship between man and man. Very important. Number three, God, the death of Jesus Christ, brought back the relationship between man and all creation. Remember, the creation was put under curse because of the sin of man. And once man is redeemed, creation will also be redeemed. And creation is looking forward. Number four, the death of Jesus Christ, the slaughter of Jesus Christ, brought back the relationship between man and himself. I tell you, this is very important. And number five, the death of Jesus brought back the right relationship between man and his enemy, and Satan. That Satan is under the feet of man once again by the death of Jesus Christ. All the five relationships is what is contained in the scroll. It's written inside. But if it is not open, this will continue forever. But then this John was told, don't you cry. Jesus is worthy because of his death. He has brought this, all this relationship. And because of that, we see Jesus, he is just right to the throne. The Bible says that he is in the right hand of the one who sits on the throne. He is our high priest. He intercedes for us. But then he says he had seven horns, meaning horns represent authority and strength in completion. This is what he said, all the authority has been given back to me, represented by seven horns. Then he has got the seven eyes that represent that he is able to see clearly, all seeing Christ. Seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into the earth, means that Jesus is able to see clearly all the creation in heaven, under the heaven, and even under the sea. And then he is there and he sits right at the throne of the Father. So may we be encouraged that Jesus is worthy. Next episode, we'll see what happens to those who know. Already we see that John was crying because he didn't have the revelation. We want to see the next episode, what happens to those who have the revelation. Father, we thank you because Jesus is worthy to take the scroll and even open it and look into it and look at what Christ has done for all the creation. And the book And the deed, the title deed that talks about the redemption of the earth and that which is in the earth, including man. In Jesus' name we pray.